Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hi, Sam. This is Tom Uller from the Jackson Dairy Queen.
Oh, hey, Tom. How are you?
Group. Okay. You just called and left me a message.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually just checking in with you. It's been a little while since we spoke. I know, you know, the first time around, weren't able to get you, you know, a first position loan just with the on-deck balance being what it was. Looks like we're probably about that time that, you know, a payoff loan would be on the table. I just wanted to see, you know, where you stood with the on-deck loan, if some additional funding would, you know, come in handy over there.
Well, yes to both questions, I guess.
Okay.
I'm still holding just the on-deck loan. I'm still looking, or would like to, again, get that refinanced and lower my payments. I mean, I can absorb these payments through the summer, but summer is going to be coming to an end here, and I don't want to
exactly.
Go to
the yeah, I remember when we talked the last time, that was exactly what happened. I think it was
right.
Like a $500 a day payment, and it got
correct.
Right at the end of the busy season.
Yes. So the payoff, let's see here, on that one right now is as the 29th of June, it was $87,000.
Okay.
So it's going to be less than that as of today.
Sure. Give me one second here. Okay. Now, sorry, I'm pulling up the file right now.
No,
it's taking a minute to get it. Okay, looks like I got it here. Okay, yeah, so, I mean, you're probably hovering right around somewhere, I don't know, less than 85,000 probably. Yeah, you're well past, you know, the 50% mark
right.
on that.
As a matter of fact, OnDeck sent me an email telling me that I
okay.
now qualify to be refinanced for them because I'm more than 50% down with them. Don't
exactly.
really want to do that.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, after the first experience, I can understand that.
Yeah. Well, it really wasn't them. I'm mad at it. It was the brokers I dealt with.
That's right. I think it was somebody from New York? If I
yeah.
And we spoke a few months ago, but I remember it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, judging by you know the revenues that you have and the balance that you have currently on the loan, it seems like a payoff loan would be on the table. Typically, our rule of thumb when it comes to, I guess, you know, refinancing another loan through someone else, we require, in order to do a payoff, to, you know, pay off the current balance that you have now, but also net equal to that amount. So if you're at about $80,000, we'd be looking at, like, you know, paying off that $80,000 and then you taking on an additional $80,000. Now, would that be, you know, something that you are looking for at this time?
Well, I mean, it'd be definitely something I'm very interested in.
As long as we can get the payments manageable.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, no, I know the situation.
I mean, again, I'm paying, well, I don't know what kind of term you can talk, you know, that you'd be looking at like that.
Sure. And, you know, let me take a look at what we had. It's going to be a whole lot better than what we had the last time, where it's basically a different ball game. The last time with the balance, we were only able to look at second position loans, and on that, you know, the terms are a whole lot shorter on those. So on the first position loan, we're talking up to 2 years probably, and then you know, the longer the term, we can stretch it out to the longest to make sure that payment gets down to a manageable amount, especially going in, you know, come fall and winter time. Now, how has business been going for you over the past couple months?
Oh, it's been good.
Good. All right. Was it how do the past few months compare to those same months last year?
Just a minute here, I can tell you. All right, let's see where we at. Okay, June of this year, I netted $106,847. June of last year, I netted $99,065, so I was up 7.8%.
Nice.
May I was actually down 7%, so it's almost a wash. The problem was, last year, May had 5 weekends in it.
And the
weather was so much nicer in May. see, April I was up 4.2%. Actually, May is the only month this year I've been down.
Okay, so we might be showing
up 14%, or in March I was up 14%.
Oh, wow. Wow, was it a warm March then?
Honestly, I don't know. I'm looking at the temperatures. It doesn't look to be, you know, I've got the highest temperature in March. I'm showing 60s and the lowest in the 30s.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, at the very least, it sounds like there's a slight trend up, which
overall for the year, I am up.
Yeah, that actually is something that factors in rather largely, you know, how you're trending this year to the last. When you took the OnDeck loan, what month was that in last year? Do you
October.
Recall? October, okay.
Yeah.
So you're just coming through that season. Okay. I'm just trying to get an idea of, you know, kind of where you stand now in comparison to then. And, it, you know, it seems, you know, working off just that those couple months right there, that there's a slight uptick, which should put you in a better position this time around than what you were the previous time. Now, another issue here. So we're in July. So you probably have, let's see, July, August, September before it starts to slow down for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
July, well, wait a minute here. I can tell you a couple of things here. I'm just opening up my QuickBooks so I can tell you what I was versus last year.
Sure. I guess what my advice would be, if you are looking to go for a payoff and take on some additional funds, it would be to do it and get it in place where you start working your way through the term sooner than later, just because you're going to have those slower months coming up.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah. It, to avoid the same situation that happened the last time.
Okay, last July I did 100,000 plus some change. August was 103,000 and some change. September was 85,000. October 74, yeah, and then it starts dropping.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right. Okay, so yeah, you know, we can probably, you know, it's not very difficult for us to get you an actual answer on what is available to you right now, just because I already have most of your information on file. Let me take a look here. Do you work with two bank accounts?
I do.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm looking at the right files here. I want to see exactly what I have from you so I can let you know what else I would need to get you actual numbers. So I'm pulling it up right now. Let's see. It looks like I have up through March. So in order to give you kind of an updated approval, I can work off the same application that we did the last time. I would just need April until June.
April, May, and June, yeah.
April, May, and June of the bank accounts and the merchant statements.
Okay.
And then from there, we can go over a couple different options of what's available to you now, and I'm sure it's going to be a whole lot better than the last time around.
When you talked about, is 24 months the max you would go on a loan like that?
Yeah, it's not. The max is 36 months, but, I mean, to be completely honest with you, 24 is what I see most common as that top. We do have 36. It's a little more difficult to qualify. Let me take a deeper look here and see exactly what we're working with.
Well, maybe if we could go something like, I don't know, 28, maybe 2.5 years or something. I'm really trying to get my payments as low as, you know, obviously.
Understandable. Yeah, the longer we stretch it out, the lower the payment's going to be. How about this? Has your credit score changed at all in the past couple of months? I think the last time that we spoke, it was hovering right around, my number here is 697, so right around that 700 mark.
Actually, it's, you know, they just sent me a notice on the two cards, let me open this up. I got a bunch of things open here I'm looking for. Hang on a minute. Ah! Oh, there we go. Well, I can get that for you here in just a second. Anyway, pulling up last January to June 30th of 15, 463,000. January to June 2016 is 467,000. Yeah, I'm up.
Yeah.
Not a tremendous amount, but I am up.
But it still shows, it shows not only did you stay the same, but there is a slight increase. So
right.
It definitely goes, that's, they take that into account in a large way. So that puts us in a decent spot.
And actually, for the last, numerous years, I've been slowly climbing up. All right, this shows TransUnion is 711, Equifax is 719.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that is a slight increase in that as well. So I'm pretty confident that what we're going to have for you is going to look pretty good. And I know, okay, so basically with the OnDeck loan, you were looking at about, it was a 500, the payment was 500, right?
$479.50 a day.
$479. So we want to make
$64 a month.
Yeah, okay, that 1064, all right. I want to make sure we're going to be much better than that. Okay, so now I'm also taking a look at what I have from the last time. It looks like we went with the 2014 tax return. Do you have 2015 finished?
Do not.
Okay, did you file an extension?
Yes. Well, I didn't. My accountant did. He does
sure.
Every year.
Okay. I tell you what, so it looks like in order to get you an updated approval, all I need is those remaining bank statements, the merchant statements, and if you could send a copy of the 2015 extension that was filed, it will be asked for if we get further in the process.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I will send you an email right now. Just so you have it, it's easily accessible, that you can reply back to, so it'll come directly to me, just with all of that stuff. And
okay.
I can go ahead and take a look at it, and we'll go over a couple different options and, you know, find something that works for you.
Okay. I can definitely get you the bank statements and the merchant statements, but this time of year my accountant doesn't work on Fridays.
Oh, okay, no
so
worries.
I have to wait till Monday to get that. Well, you know what, his secretary might be there. Maybe she can just email it to me. I'll call and see if she can do that.
Okay.
If she does, I'll just send it right along as soon as I get it. If not, I'll get it to you as soon as I can.
Okay, and yeah, if you do have to wait till Monday for the tax extension, just go ahead and send the bank statements and the merchant statements so I can get it rolling right now. Because
okay.
I think really, to be honest with you, time probably is of the essence just because we want to get it in place so you start your term, you know, before the slow season comes up.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Days matter at this point.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, perfect. Well, I will send you the email right now. And again, on the email, you'll have all of my contact information. You know, look forward to finding something that works for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Be in touch. Bye.
Yes. Bye.